这一幕啊，注定会被写入硅谷的科技史。
This scene is destined to be written into the history of Silicon Valley.
就在上周日
Last Sunday,
斯坦福大学工程学院百年校庆的闭幕活动上
At the closing ceremony of Stanford University's School of Engineering's 100th anniversary,
谷歌的创始人谢尔盖布林回到了母校，与斯坦福大学的校长乔纳森莱文和工程学院的院长 Jennifer 维多姆进行了一场炉边谈话。
Google's founder Sergey Brin had a long conversation with Stanford University's president Jonathan Levin and the dean of the School of Engineering, Jennifer Whiteham.
这位身价千亿美金的超级富豪
This billionaire with a net worth of $100 million.
没有讲那些要改变世界
I didn't say that I want to change the world.
要造福人类的漂亮话
Beautiful for mankind.
他站在那儿对着台下数千名年轻的精英
He stood there counting thousands of young elites below.
第一句话就说了
The first sentence says
一个普通创业者都很难启齿的话
A common topic that is difficult for entrepreneurs to talk about.
他说 We messed up.
He messed up.
我们搞砸了。
We messed up.
他说在 AI 这场战役上
He said that in this battle of AI,
谷歌啊表现得 too timid, 太胆小了。
Google, you're too timid.
太懦弱了。
Too weak.
大家想想这句话从谁嘴里说出来。
Let's think about who would say this sentence.
最讽刺。
Most ironic.
那就是谷歌的不灵。
That's Google's problem.
因为现在的 AI 大模型
Because of the current AI large models.
无论是 ChatGPT 还是 Cloud.
Whether it's TGPT or Cloud.
还是 Gemini.
Still Gemini.
他们的核心技术架构都叫 Transformer. 这东西是谁发明的？
What is the name of the core technology architecture they all use?Which is called Transformal. Who invented it?
就是谷歌，八年前的谷歌。
It's the Google of 8 years ago.
这就好比什么呢？
What is this like?
好比啊，你发明了火药。
Like you invented gunpowder.
结果把它锁在柜子里吃灰。
He locked him in a closet and let him starve.
因为你怕炸伤手。
Because you're afraid of getting hurt by a bomb.
结果隔壁邻居拿着火药做成了烟花。
The neighbor next door made fireworks with gunpowder.
做成了大炮。
Made a cannon.
轰开了新时代的大门。
Opened a new era.
布林啊，在反思中说到了一个最痛的点。
Brian pointed out a painful point in his reflection.
为什么拥有最好的技术？
Why have the best technology?
最牛的人才在 AI 上。
The most talented people are in AI.
谷歌却输掉了先机。
Did Google lose the first mover advantage?
因为偶像包袱。
Because of the idol complex.
当一家公司大到不能倒的时候。
When a company is so big that it can't fail.
他就开始害怕犯错。
He started to be afraid of making mistakes.
布林坦白说
Bluntly,
当时他们太害怕聊天。
At that time, they were too afraid to talk.
机器人会胡说八道。
Robots can lie.
太害怕 AI 会产生幻觉。
I'm so scared that AI will hallucinate.
损害谷歌完美的搜索信誉。
Damage Google's perfect search instinct.
而为了维持那个不出错的完美形象
In order to maintain the flawless and perfect image,
他们亲手扼杀了自己的野性
They killed their own wildness.
这就是克里斯坦森讲的创新者的窘境
This is the dilemma that Christensen talks about.
穿皮鞋的永远跑不过光脚的。当你拥有东西太多
Those who wear leather shoes will never outrun those who run barefoot. When you have too much,
你就会变得保守。
You will become conservative.
但你变得保守。
When you become conservative,
你就已经老了。
You're already old.
但是如果故事只讲到廉颇老矣。
But if the story only talks about the old and feeble Lu Bu,
那你就太小看谷歌，太小。
You underestimate Google too much.
看这个硅谷的英雄了。
I've seen the hero of Silicon Valley.
这场演讲最令我震撼的不是他的认错。
What impressed me most about this speech was not his apology.
而是他的回归。52岁的谢尔盖·布林现在在干什么？
What is Sergey Brin, who is now 52 years old, doing now?
他没有坐在宽敞的办公室里听 PPT 汇报。
He didn't sit in a spacious office to listen to a PPT presentation.
也没有在游艇上享受退休生活。
Did not enjoy retirement on a yacht.
他告诉斯坦福的学生们，
He told the Stanford students,
我几乎每天都在写代码。
I almost write code every day.
虽然是在用 AI 写代码。
Although using AI to write code,
但是一个千亿富豪重新坐回了工位。
However, a billionaire has returned to his office.
打开了 IDE 编辑器，和刚毕业的二十出头的小伙子在一起，修复 bug， 训练模型。
He opened the ID editor and worked with a young man in his 20s to fix bugs and train models.
看最新的 AI 论文。
Read the latest AI papers.
他说
He said,
AI 的进化速度实在太快了。
The evolution of AI is too fast.
快到
Here?
如果你一个礼拜不看最新的算法，
If you don't read the latest algorithms for a week,
你就已经听不懂别人在说什么了。
You can no longer understand what others are saying.
而为了不掉队，
In order not to fall behind,
他逼自己脱下了西装。
He forced himself to take off his suit.
重新变回了那个二十多年前在车库里写出谷歌第一行代码的黑客。
Back to being the hacker who wrote the first line of code for Google in a garage 20 years ago.
这给我们什么启示呢？
What does this tell us?
在这个 AI 日新月异的时代，
In this era of rapid AI development,
资历啊，
qualifications,
现在变成了一种毒药。
It has become a poison.
过去我们讲姜是老的辣。
In the past, we used to say that we would be old.
经验是护城河。
Experience is a moat.
但是在今天，
However, today,
不论是谷歌这样的老牌巨头，
Whether it's a big company like Google,
还是我们每一个单独的个体，
Are we each of us?
如果你依然守着过去的功劳簿，用求稳来对抗变化，
If you still rely on past achievements to maintain stability, you will be unable to adapt to change.
那么在这个时代，
So in this era,
你连一声招呼都不会被打，
You won't even get a warning.
就会被淘汰了。
Then you will be eliminated.
谢尔盖·布林用他的行动告诉我们，
Sergey told us with his actions,
唯一的解药就是躬身入局。
The only cure is to immerse oneself.
不管你以前有多牛。
No matter how great you were before.
不管你现在身价多少。
No matter how much you have now.
脱下你的残衫。
Take off your ragged clothes.
弄脏你的双手，去一线。
Get your hands dirty and do something.
去现场，去写代码。
Go to the scene and write code.
去用 AI 去犯错。
Use AI to make mistakes.
去像个少年一样重新学习。
But he was like a young man, learning all over again.
而谷歌帝国反击战赢得是如此的快。
And the Google Empire strikes back won so quickly.
他们发布的 Gemini 3就已经赢回了 AI 的铁王座。
They have already won the throne of AI with their Gemini 3.
这个背后其实验证了那个可怕的逻辑。
This actually confirms that terrifying logic.
躬身入局者，终胜天半子。谷歌的未来啊。
The future of those who bend will prevail is here.
还不止于此 ，AI 的下半场拼的是全战实力。
It's not just about the second half. AI's performance in the second half is a test of their overall strength.
你看 ，OpenAI 确实很强。
I think OpenAI is really strong.
但是它需要微软的云，需要英伟达的卡。
However, it requires both Microsoft's cloud and NVIDIA cards.
而谷歌呢，从最底层的 TPU 芯片到中间的数据中心。
And Google, from the lowest level TPU chips to the intermediate data centers.
再到顶层的模型架构。
To the top level model architecture.
甚至到你手机里面的安卓系统。
Even to the Android system in your phone.
全世界只有谷歌一家公司。
Only one company in the world, Google.
把这一条产业链全部转在了自己手里。
To completely control the entire supply chain.
这就是布林的底气。
This is the confidence of Buling.
前两年的落后。
The setback in the previous 2 years.
只是因为这台巨大的机器启动的慢了一点。
It's just because this huge machine started a little slowly.
但一旦它完成了预热。
But once it's preheated.
一旦布林把那个点火开。
Once Buling flipped the switch,
关修好了
done.
这台机器爆发的能量是毁灭性的。
The energy released by this machine is devastating.
Gemini 3只是一个开始。
The annihilation of the 3 is just the beginning.
当谷歌把这个级别的智力植入到几十亿台手机，植入到搜索框里的时候。
When Google implants this level of intelligence into tens of billions of phones and puts it in the search box,
那才是真正的降维打击。
That's a real dimensionality reduction.
所以，朋友们，看完谷歌的这场翻身战
，So after watching Google's epic battle,
我最大的感触是什么
？What is the most touching thing to me?
是韧性。
Are you being selfish?
Resilience.
Resilience.
在这个急功近利的时代
，In this era of quick results,
我们太容易。
We are too easy.
因为一时的落后否定自己也太容易。
It's too easy to deny yourself just because of a temporary setback.
因为对手的强大就选择躺平，谢尔盖布林啊。
Because the opponent is too strong, I choose to surrender and render Gabriel.
用五十多岁的年纪告诉我们。
Tell us at the age of over 50.
哪怕你是世界第一。
Even if you are the number one in the world,
你也会犯错。
You will also make mistakes.
你也会跌倒。
You will also fall.
你也会被嘲笑。
You will also be ridiculed.
但是这都不重要。
But this doesn't matter.
重要的是你有没有勇气承认我搞砸了。
It's important that you have the courage to admit that I messed up.
重要的是
It is important.
你有没有能力脱下西装
？Can you take off your suit?
回到一线
，Act to the front line.
把烂摊子一个一个收拾好
，Tidy up the mess one by one.
真正的强者
，True strength.
不是永远站在山顶的人
，Not those who stand at the top forever.
而是跌落到谷底之后
，Instead, after falling to the bottom.
还能再爬上来的人。
People who can get back up.
谷歌回来了。
Google is back.
Gemini 3登顶了。
Gemini has reached the top.
这不仅仅是谷歌的胜利。
This is not just Google's victory.
这是所有长期主义者的胜利。
This is a victory for all long-termists.
我是包老师。
I am Bao.
关注我。
Follow me.
在科技的浪潮里。
In the tide of technology.
我们看懂趋势。
We understand trends.
是更要看懂人性。
You must also understand human nature.